Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you once again for tuning in this week and clicking on this video. I appreciate you joining me for these. Today, I want to talk about one of the most commonly complained about issues in relationship, and that's sex. And specifically, I want to talk about the idea of arguing about sex. And why do I want to talk about this is because for 28 years in relationship with a woman who's now my ex-wife, I spent a lot of time doing things like arguing and talking and communicating and negotiating and trying to come up with a solution that was smart and logical to what I considered to be a sex problem. And so in relationships between men and women, a lot of times there are ebbs and flows, and inevitably there are arguments. Usually in the work that I do, it's the man who wants more frequency. He wants more passion. He wants her to initiate more. So how do you know if this video is for you or not? Well, I have five of the top classic argument starters that men have when they are in relationship with a woman. And here they are. Number one, how can you possibly think it's normal to have sex this infrequently in a marriage? That's brilliant, right? Number two, why aren't you attracted to me? Am I ugly to you? How about number three? Everyone else is having more sex than we are. And number four, why don't you ever, ever, ever initiate sex with me? And number five, what more do I have to do to get you to want to have sex with me? Now, if any one of those is something you've ever uttered, then you can watch the rest of the video and probably get something out of it. If you've never even thought those things, go ahead and click stop now. You won't like this. I want to give you some coaching tips around this, because I have been there and I have done that, and I know what's going on. It isn't just a matter of playing a different game, trying to game her into liking you more and having sex with you, tricking her, somehow manipulating or controlling the situation. There has to be a total change in your energy. And one of the things that we teach in How to Diffuse the Divorce Bomb, the new course that Tim Wade and I have put together, is when you're trying to reattract a wife who has become estranged or dismissive or distant, the worst thing you can do is start arguing about sex, thinking that if you would just have sex more, everything would be okay. Because the truth is, and you know this in your heart, more sex is not the baseline problem. Baseline problem is something much deeper between you two, and it starts with insecurity. And so in the course, How to Diffuse the Divorce Bomb, and you can find the link in that in the description below, this course, we talk about how to get rid of the insecurity that causes that nagging sense of rejection and abandonment and neediness, and that sense that you need her to do something or touch you in a way that's somehow going to make everything okay. It is that energy we need to deal with. And so the coaching tips that we give in the course, I'm going to go through them with you now just to give you a little bit of insight on this topic. Number one, the first thing you have to realize is that you cannot negotiate someone else's desire. You cannot talk about it to a point to where she's going to have sex with you. In fact, she's thinking, do you really think by talking more about this, I'm going to want to have sex with you? To her, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Talking and over-communicating, explaining and analyzing, compromising, and the worst, negotiating. If I do this, maybe you'll do that for me. So that's number one, stop the over-communication and stop the constant negotiation and compromising. Number two, lose the sexual stopwatch in the scoreboard that's in your bedroom. I know it's a figurative stopwatch and a scoreboard, but men tend to keep an idea of how often we're having sex. We like to think of how much variety we've had, how many times is she into it, how often have we had sex this last month. And there's this scoreboard, it's a running tally in our mind, and she could read it on her face, that you're measuring and judging her worthiness to you and her value to you based on the scoreboard in the bedroom, in the stopwatch of how long you're doing it or how often you're doing it. So you have to remove the energy of looking at some kind of stopwatch or scoreboard where you're measuring her worthiness to you in sexual units of measure. Number three, you have to relearn how to play and how to flirt. And this is about remembering when you first met, before you even started touching and having sex, there was this energy and this game of flirtation. It was very, very positive, very adoring, very supportive. It was very attractive. And relearning, getting into that calm, cooler, playful, bantering energy of flirtation and pursuit and withdrawal, and just doing that thing that you did when she first thought you were a rock star, we tend to lose that. We tend to think that the marital contract is a guaranteed benefit of sex, and at least once a week we're going to have it, and then we don't need to play the old game. The old game has more sensuality about it, has more emotional safety and emotional connection. And then after a while, we tend to lose the knowledge. We forget about how we were able to connect emotionally and sensually. And now all we have inside us is a sexual urge and a physical urge. And we have forgotten that the only way you got there was by playing in the realm of sensuality and emotionality. So that's something you have to relearn. Number four, learn the difference between, I already did number three. Number four is amp up your own sexual value and physical confidence. I know there's a lot of books out there. Married Man Sex Primer by Ethel Kay is a real popular one. It's about how to not, again, game her and try to control her or manipulate her. Most guys, by the time they start arguing, complaining, and negotiating sex, what they've lost is a tremendous sense of personal sexual value. They have doubts about their own sexuality, about their own worthiness, about their own attractiveness, their own desirability. When you have doubts about that, you act as if you have doubts. So you're tentative, you're walking on eggshells, and you start begging and whining more about it. And you remember, you never used to do that. You never used to do that. So the thing at this point is to immediately, starting today, find out which things, whether it's clothing, fitness, eating, weight loss, whatever it is, reading, understanding more about self-reliance and self-sourcing, validation and worthiness without looking outside yourself. This all increases, amps up, as I say, your level of sexual value. That's number four. Number five is understand the real reasons behind rejection. So many guys think that the word no is an instant display of inadequacy. The word no means rejection. The word no means there's something wrong with you or you did something wrong. And so that thought process, when you hear the word no, and where I'm talking about sexual rejection, you've made an initiation, you've invited her into bed, and she goes, no, not tonight. And the no triggers you into that whiny, boyish feeling of having been attacked, that your manhood is somehow threatened. And it's not true. The trick is, you have to understand that it's not true. It's never been true. But now your mind is telling you it's true, that her no means something more than just no. And that's the fifth thing that you'll have to work on. We go deeper into this into the How to Defuse the Divorce Bomb course. Of course, we do this in one-on-one coaching. But what I want to tell you in this video, that the new course that Tim Wade and I have put out is about 18 times more affordable than one-on-one coaching. The one-on-one coaching programs we do for men are intense. They're personal. They last for months. And it is one of the fastest and most effective ways to change your life, one-on-one coaching. But Tim and I have taken the one-on-one coaching strategies and all the content that we teach men, and we put it into this course, How to Defuse the Divorce Bomb. Even if you think you might not make it through your marriage, this course is for you. If you go to the link in the description, you can click on it and see more information, including four sample videos that are compiled to show you what each of the four modules looks like. And don't forget, there are other bonus modules like the Not Suitable for Wife videos that I do down at the barn to tell you some more things that are a little edgier that I don't put in the main part of the course about the whole limbo land phase and what it means to navigate your way through the divorce process if that's where you're going. So I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you got something out of it, and I will see you next week with another one. Take care. Bye-bye.